Ah, mmm. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Welcome to Munchkin Land, a game that celebrates the games from Steve Jackson Games. This week, it's a Munchkin Minute. Oh, man, love the Munchkin Minutes. A chance for us to sit down and chitty-chat about the world of Munchkin or anything else that's going on. So I've got some expansion sets, Rodrigo. I've got Munchkin Bites 2, Super Munchkin 2. What's the Good, the Bad, and the Munchkin expansion pack? Mm-hmm. And Munchkin Booty 2 Sharks, which means it's full of sharks, I'm going to bet, is the... have you played that one?
That? I'm pretty certain I've actually played all of them.
Oh, okay. I can just imagine, you know, how Pathfinder is just loaded with goblins. Yeah. And I've also got another 15-pack expansion of Pathfinder, which is gobsmacked, which means probably even more goblins in that set.
Nice.
So lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of options. Which one would you rather play next, Rodrigo?
I'd go with either Super 2 or Bites 2.
Okay.
I don't know that I've actually ever played Bites 2.
Okay.
I really dislike Bites 2.
Why?
They add another race,
okay,
which is cool.
Is it the 100 meter?
Look at Steven. Steven's really proud of himself.
Sports reference.
Yeah. It was a sports reference. It was a joke. That was a terrible pun. And also, like, he probably thinks that, like, Canadians are laughing extra hard because it was in metric.
I bet our Canadian friends are laughing extra hard, eh?
And now they've stopped.
And unsubscribed.
Well, it's a boot time.
God. But the race is mummies.
Mm-hmm.
And they 100% run with the mummy mother joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like completely go with that joke.
So
that
run it into the ground, kind of like my Canadian joke.
They
the
use
the
on
only
mummies.
Joke in the set.
There's a couple other jokes for the other races, like the stuff that adds to the previous, but every single thing that deals with the mummy race is a mother or grandmother joke.
Nice.
And it just gets
old.
It gets old, and I feel like they probably could have gotten just as many jokes out of actual mummies.
Now, are those supposed to, you can play those as a standalone, right? I mean, they're full sets, or do they need to be?
The ones that have
the twos?
The numbered ones have to be played with their base set.
Gotcha.
Yep.
And they actually have to be played with their specific base set. They can't be added. Like, we couldn't play Munchkin Bites 2 with Munchkin Apocalypse because there would be a ton of Munchkin Bites cards that
reference
nothing.
Yeah.
That's kind of a disadvantage.
They're designed to expand upon your actual.
Yeah.
But, you know, it never says, it just says that, you know, this is not a standalone game. You need Munchkin to go with it.
I mean, if you think about it, stuff like in Cthulhu, you have like the Ichors, and then you have Ichor Enhancers.
Right.
Ichor Enhancers only work with Ichors. They don't work with one-time use items. Mm-hmm. They specifically only work with Ichors.
Yep.
So if you get stuff like that, if you're playing Munchkin Apocalypse, and then you get cards that modify vampires from Munchkin Bites 2, those cards are going to be completely
pretty much
useless.
Worthless. Which.
I guess you probably get one or two more of each race, because they do that, especially in the base Munchkin set. They add in extras of each race and class with each expansion, so still running into races and classes as you play.
What about you, Zach?
About what expansion I'd rather play?
Yep.
Probably the Good and the Bad and Munchkin expansion. That'd be my first choice.
Okay. So we kind of have one for every one, right, Rob? Which one did you say you wanted to play?
I haven't said, but Star Munchkin. Or Booty. Either one.
Booty.
You know, the two games that you don't like.
I don't mind Booty as much. Where's my... Oh, there's the Star Munchkin one. I forgot that. Yeah. I got that one, too. I just decided to go through the whole list of
Munchkin products.
Munchkin products. And go, okay, which ones don't I have right now? And just dunk. Yeah. And pick them up. So we'll hit one of these games.
I say they announced the Munchkin Legends expansion
a few days ago.
I think. Yeah, last week.
Hmm. Oh, well, listeners, you heard it here.
Steven's
disappointed.
A couple of weeks late, probably about 4 weeks late now. About a Munchkin Legends expansion pack.
Put it out tomorrow. It's still news.
Oh, yeah, so if you put it out tomorrow... And then people listen to this and they go, wait, but Rob posted that 3 weeks ago, Steven. How come you're being so mean to Rob? Well, first of all, it's Rob.
Yeah.
And second of all, we record this show way, way, way far in advance.
That's how it works.
It has to work that way. Otherwise, it all comes crumbling down.
Yep.
Speaking of crumbling down, I think we'll just end that episode right here.
Empty.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. PodcastMajorSpoilers.com. Remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.